I want to dedicate the shiur to two of my sons, maybe three, maybe all my sons. So first, of course, we want to dedicate the shiur, the Simen Tov of Mazel Tov, to my son Yonatan, whose Bo Bayom Bar Mitzvah is on Tisha B'Av, which this year is on Yud Ba'av. He was born on Yud Ba'av 13 years ago about. And I begged Hashem that this would be a good shekel that I would be able to give over in the Kobe Kolo. There was no Kobe Kolo then, 13 years ago. So I'm very happy for that. I want to also keep in mind, Acheinu B'nei Yisrael and Nesunum Batzara, specifically my son who has to keep his phone on for Shabbos. If anybody doesn't know what's going on, so Gaza said in the next few hours they're going to bomb Israel like they've never been bombed before. To have two children home alone for Shabbos is very, very nerve-wracking. The Rabbanu Shalom should protect our soldiers. He should protect Klal Yisrael. That, as usual, the Yad of Hashem should continue. We're not soymich al nisim v'nefloy, so we have to daven to the Rabbanu Shalom that he should protect our nation, especially in the height of it being Tisha B'Av. This evening starts, of course, Tisha B'Av. So in Eretz Yisrael, it's already, Shkia has set. It's the 9th of Av. It's a Zman Pronios, a Chotu Dosom. So we should be Zoichah that Hashem should protect them as He has and recognize only Besoyos Toivas.
Amen.
Thank you. So I think this year is going to be a wonderful year. It's really the Pshetel that Yonatan should be giving. But, and I apologize that I'm giving it for you. And so, as I said, 13 years ago when I was researching the topic, so I was zoichet to find a Tzitz Eliezer, which we'll say at the end, and therefore that had to be somewhat of my base. But as my army son Yaakov said to me, Abba, you're going to be very excited. Last Thursday's Rav Asher Weiss shiur was exactly on this topic. So I had great Torah to listen to. I listened to the shiur now three times to make sure I understood it, because it's so wild, the chiddush of Rav Asher Weiss, which basically blows the entire shiur. But maybe we'll say it to the end so that you don't see that this is a... according to Rav Asher Weiss, not a shiur. And then I found an amazing, amazing shtickle Torah in the Sheilos Tshuvos Ratz Katzvi. Ratz Katzvi is someone I would love to be one day. He's a very, very wealthy individual, Rav Tzvika Reisman, who writes Svarim for a living. He's also Machatanim with Rav Goldberg. And he has amazing, amazing Sheilos Tshuvos. And he has a Ma'areches here where he discusses the Shaila as well. The Shaila is a Shaila that is nogea halacha l'maisa to everyone sitting here, even if you happen not to be bar mitzvah on the 10th of Av. It's a Shaila of what is going to be the Shabbos. Do we commemorate anything on Shabbos? Do we not say that we shouldn't be doing things on Shabbos? What is the 10th of Av exactly? So I think this lumbus is so beautiful and gorgeous, and you'll get to meet very, very new Shailos and Truvas you probably never heard of in your life. So let's try to have fun together. So comes along the Gemara in source number one. I did sources this week. In source number one, the Gemara in Maseches Megillah. The Gemara says, "Aval," which is continuing from "Hey Amud Aleph, Hey Amud Beis." Zmane Kohanim, the Eitzei Kohanim, the Tishabav, the Chagiga, the Hakel, Ma'achim, the In Magdina. When it comes to certain holidays, we know that if it turns out to be a fast day, for example, is on a Shabbos. So we commemorate that fast day on the next day. Shavasar B'Tamas Shachalius B'Shabbos, we commemorate it on Sunday. Asara B'Teves, beautifully asked to me. Shachalius B'Shabbos is when?
Never.
Never. But we're told that if it would have been, it would be on Shabbos. Why that is another Shtikl Torah, maybe because it's the Zman Peronios, it begins the Haskolah Peronios. It also never is, so then it's just a Maimer Chazal. It's just to show us how important it is that we concentrate on the first, even though it's the dead of winter in the Asara B'Teves, and we're not even thinking about the summer, we should think about how it all started. But it does stim a little bit of Shabbos, because it could turn out to be Friday, as it was. That's true. So the Gemara says, why Tisha B'Av, when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos like this year, Ukme Pranioso Lo Mekdemeh. When it comes to Peronios, when it comes to ill tidings of Klal Yisrael, when is the ill tidings of Klal Yisrael? So we don't make that early. We make it late. Why is this Gemara in Megillah? Why Megillah? Why? Tana Zester. Yonatan Hartstein. I hate to call you out. When Purim falls out on Sunday, when is Tanis Esther? Yep. Right, which should be on Friday, that's correct. But we don't fast on Friday, normally. So it's Yom Chamishi. With all, right, and you could have a Purim Meshulosh, correct, when it's on Shabbos itself and Yerushalayim, you're a Kodesh. That was too much information showing everybody up that you're much smarter than anybody else in the Koyla, but not for now. Shkoyach. But I have a question for you, Yonatan Hartstein. I just said in the Gemara that you weren't following along, obviously, because you should have asked me this question. And you said, I said what? I said, when it comes to fast days, all fast days are later, not earlier. Why is Purim the Tanis? The Tanis! The hard fast day. Why is that on Thursday? It should not be, maybe it should be Monday. I don't know when exactly we do it. What's the answer, anyone? It's not Zman Peronios. It's a Tanis Shel Simcha. Tanis Esther is a different fast day than anyway. In fact, Halacha says, Afilu Koyev Enayim. It's not as serious of a fast day. It's a fun fast day. Maybe it's a fast day to put us in the right mood because we know what's about to happen in 24 hours from now. Or since we start in the morning, in 15 hours from now, you're going to get drunk. You're not going to be appropriate. So we have to already do early tshuva for what might happen. And you can't do that afterwards because it's too late already. Okay, maybe. Good shtickle Torah. So that's what the Gemara, the Bavli says. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Chanina, ubikesh la'akor tishavav. What? Rabbi Elazar wanted to be akor v'lo hodiolo. He says, it's tishavav. What do you need tishavav for? Now, that can't be what's going on here. Explained, tishavav shachalios b'shabes, havei nidchoy l'shabes acher. Says the Tosfos, I'll tell you what's going on over here. Comes along the Gemara and says, not the Gemara, it says Rabbi Elazar, he says, I don't understand. If tishavav falls out on Shabbos, shkoyach, you get a pass. Maybe we can entertain the fact that Tisha B'Av is not Tisha B'Av. Maybe we can entertain the fact that this would be the greatest Shabbos of our lives, because we would know there's no Tisha B'Av this year. Right? Asar B'Av, maybe. It's a difficult piece. It's difficult to say that. So, comes along the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in source number 2, also in Megillah, Rav Yirmiyahu b'Shem Rav Chiya says, B'din haya shahayu misanim be'asir shebo nisraf. He says, what's the reason why we fast normally on Tisha B'Av? First of all, really, says the Turi Evan, we should fast on both days. Because we all know that on a normal Tisha B'Av, all of a sudden a Chatzos, the Parochas comes back on, everybody's considered regular seats, and the lights go back on, and we say, why? Because that's the time the Beis HaMikdash started burning. There's different reasons why we get up. Okay, he took it out on Eitzim V'Avonim. But then when Tisha B'Av is over, what do we say? No, it's not over yet. The 9 days stop by Chatzos. You know the reason for that is? Is that because on the 10th of Ab, it still was a horrible day for Klal Yisrael. So says the Yerushalmi, that really it's Fielder's choice. We can't fast 2 days because we're a bunch of losers. We can hardly fast for 1 day. The amount of people that are probably going to come up to me on Sunday and say, Rav Hartstein, it's probably not going to be like that. Rav Hartstein, oh my God, I can't fast, right? Probably. Nobody can fast. It's so hard for us to fast. It's going to be hot outside. All the head tayrim you want to find. Right? It's not so partial, by the way, because you have Abdullah. It's not so, you're going to have a lot of, whatever. I know they told my wife, make sure you have like a case of grape juice in the HC for all the people that have to break their fast. So it seems like Yerushalmi is not like the Bavli, and gives another reason that it's okay to fast on the 10th, because the 10th is really also kind of Tisha B'Av. Because the Beis HaMikdash burned also on the 10th, so it's okay. The Turi Evan picks up on this idea. Rav Asher Weiss quotes the Turi Evan, and he says, yeah, you know why? Because as I said, you should really fast on both days. And therefore, we pick the day that's good. Okay, keep that in mind. Comes along the Or Sameach in Hilchos Tanis and says the following thing. This is a chiddush that's written in the Ksav Sofer that Rav Asher Weiss quotes. The Ksav Sofer also, the Ratz Katzvi quotes this Ksav Sofer. Ksav Sofer writes a pilpul on this that he heard from his father. Who is the Ksav Sofer's father? The Chosam Sofer. So he said, I heard from my father a svara. He says, it seems that these gemaras are soyser, it's asma mizem, mneneu mebe. It's a tata de sasre. What's going on over here? So comes along Rav Meir Simcha, the Meshech Chachman, or in source number 3, and he says, like this, Lefi nafkamina ladina deim chaliyoy Shabbos imishum tasha nisra beasiri having nikva beasiri v'im yiyah betishi b'Shabbos im kach shavua. If this year, like we have, when Shavuot Shechalbo, Tisha B'Av, Lios B'Toicha. He says, wait a minute. What's going on over here, says the Or Sameach. He says, well, we have to understand what is going on Tisha B'Av. Is Tisha B'Av really Tisha B'Av? But, no, we have no choice. Let's make it on Sunday, because you can't fast on Shabbos. Or do we say, there is no Tisha B'Av this year. Tisha B'Av is the 10th of Av. It's a new chol shame, if you would like, of Tisha B'Av. Says the Or Sameach, there's a nafkamina lahalacha. Nafkamina number one, it's out of order, but nafkamina number one is going to be, when is Shavuot Shechalbo? Now, I know you're going to tell me. You're going to tell me, I don't sit over here. I've got these little crazy guys over here who are Sephardi. Shavuot Shechalbo for the Sephardim. Who cares about the Sephardim? Who cares? So then, I'm sorry, we care about the Sephardim, obviously. But also, it's not just for the Sephardim. Can anybody tell me halachas that are for Ashkenazim with Shavuot Shechalbo? Yes. What? Shavuot Shechalbo? What's Shavuot Shechalbo? Shavuot Shechalbo is a halacha that says to us that the Shavua, that the week that Tisha B'Av is, we're more machmir. There are halachas we're machmir. Some Sephardim say, right, this is machlokes, I know between this different edot, matemurim, ha-halbi omer davar chad, ha-yushalmi davar aher, the Iraqis say something different, the Taliban says different. Okay, everybody's got different shittos. But some say the Shavuot Shechalbo is when you can have meat. Until Shavuot Shechalbo. So let's say your classic, I call it the classic Tisha B'Av. I don't know why. I think classic Tisha B'Av is Thursday. I'm not sure why. Because it's like it works out so well for Shabbos Nachamu, you know? Because then Shabbos is over, Tisha B'Av is over, and you go right into Shabbos Nachamu. It's like perfect. And you find your Shidduch and Tubab, you're married already. Okay. So, according to the typical, we can eat meat the first few days of the week before, and then Sunday comes, you can't eat meat. For Ashkenazim, what's the halacha l'maisa? Shavuot Shechalbo? So, nafkamina number one might be meat. Sifrei Halacha write that really you should stop this siyum business after Shavuot Shechalbo. Good, not follow here in camp. Okay, number two, they talk about different types of laundering that may be necessary. You should stop after Shavuot Shechalbo, the heterim that you have. What about a Baal Bris? I just happened to be at a minyan where there was a Bris. And I have to stay. Eliyahu Novi is here. I mean, Eliyahu Novi is going to bring Mashiach, so I stayed. And I wanted to go up to the Baal Bris and say to him, no, you're not clean, you should shave, you're allowed to shave. He was a big rub with a long beard. Now, I wanted to tell him, this little kid, he didn't know. He's allowed to shave, but some say, no, Shavuot Shechalbo, he's not allowed to shave anymore. Shavuot Shechalbo. So there are nafkaminas for Ashkenazim as well. So, comes along the Or Sameach, and he basically is saying to us, I love this Yerushalmi in this Bavli. Right? This is what the Chassam Sofer wants to do in the Chadish. There's a machlokes between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli of what is the real Tisha B'Av. Is the real Tisha B'Av really on Sunday? But, I don't want to say the word, I apologize, I'm jumping forward, but we have Tashlumim. We can't do it. Well, what do you want me to do? Just like you have Tashlumim for, I don't know, Pesach Sheni, because Pesach Rishon, I wasn't able to bring the Korban for whatever reason. I was in Avelis, my arm broke and I couldn't get to Yerushalayim, whatever. My car broke down, whatever it is. Or do we say, no. Tisha B'Av is on Asar B'Av. Maybe this machloikas can be brought to a second case. And what's the nafkamina, says the Or Sameach? If you hold like the Yerushalmi seems to say we could pick and choose what day we want it to be. When the rabbis realize in their infinite wisdom, Chazal said that when Tisha B'Av Shechali Yois B'Shabbos, we have to pick Sunday. And therefore, there is no Shavuot Shechalbo. There can't be a Shavuot Shechalbo according to Yerushalmi, because Shavuot Shechalbo starts on Sunday. Shkoyach. It starts on Tisha B'Av. There's no Shavuot Shechalbo this year. According to the Bavli, maybe, the Peronios can't start, but really it's Shabbos, and therefore maybe Shavuot Shechalbo already started last week. And maybe the other Nafkamina comes out by the Shulchan Aruch in source number 4. The Shulchan Aruch asked the question, is there any nafka mina on Shabbos? Is there anything this Shabbos I can't do? One of the things they really, and I've seen literally probably a dozen different rabbanim put out their halachas. Every rabbi has to tell us, right? You have Rabbi Zaks and the Rav of my shul I saw, and this rabbi and that rabbi, whatever. My father likes to send me all the halachas that the rabbi said to remind everyone. So one of the halachas is the famous halacha, what do we do after Chatzos? Maybe we can't learn Torah, right? Because it does say, it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch about the Mishnah Berurah says about learning Pekei Avos, Bechul. So it comes along the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch says, Im Chal Tishabav B'Shabbos, this year, Mutar Bekulam, Afilu Tashmish Amita. What is the Shulchan Aruch getting at? He says, maybe Dvarim Shiva Sina. When, Rachman al-Islam, you're sitting Shiva, all of a sudden Shabbos comes. There's no Shiva for that day. That's not true, actually. There's no outward Shiva. It's not canceled out Shiva. You don't have to sit on the chair. People don't come to me Menachem you. But the inuyim that people won't see, like Tashmish Amita, right, or washing yourself in hot water, would be usher. Comes on the Shulchan Aruch, says, this is not that Avelis. You know why? Because that Avelis is a 7-day period. This is a different Averis. We also, we generally call this Averis Yishena. It's an old Averis. Rav Soloveitchik has a famous piece on this. But comes along the Haggah, Mishkoich to the Sfardim, but now the Ashkenazim are in trouble. Haggah, V'yesh Asurim B'tasha Shamita. The Maharil says this, and he says, V'nei Nogin quotes others, Dvarim Shebesina applies the Shabbos. Now, excuse me for being, you know, I'm hoping that we have adults here, that we can't be little kids, except for him. This is Halacha L'maisa, here in camp. Because husbands come up only on Friday morning, and they're going to leave. A lot of them leave actually on Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. So this is halacha l'maaseh, what you do. So can we say the Shulchan Aruch is exactly like our machlokes between Bavli and Yerushalmi, we saw in the Or Sameach, the Chassam Sofer, the name of his father, the Chassam Sofer, that there is a difference, and the Shulchan Aruch holds, rightfully so, there is no Tisha B'Av on Shabbos. And if there's no Tisha B'Av on Shabbos, then what? Then he's holding like who? The Shulchan Aruch? Anybody want to tell me? The Shulchan Aruch holds like the Bavli or the Yerushalmi? Thank you. The Yerushalmi. You had a 50% chance. Yerushalmi. Because the Yerushalmi says there's no Tisha B'Av this year on the 9th of Av. Nothing. Nothing. Maybe the Rama is saying, yes, there is. I'm a Bavli guy. Shulchan Aruch lived in Tzfat. Yerushalmi, you know, you like the Yerushalmi. Okay. Although the smicha part, you know, there's a difference between Yerushalayim Jews and Sfat Jews. Okay, good, good, good. So it's so beautiful because now, like, we're like in the midst of a machlokes. Ah, this is the greatest year I could ever give. And then we can go to Yonatan and say, oh, Yonatan, well, let's see what you are. Are you Sfardi or are you Ashkenazi? What are you? You know who you are? What? I have news for you. He's Ashkenaz. He's Ashkenaz. So if Yonatan's Ashkenaz, does he have to fast or not? No? Does he have to fast?
Yes.
Yes?
No.
No. Same yes or no. I love it. 50%. Well, let's think. According to the Rama and the Bavli, when is Tisha B'Av? Everybody says it's Sunday. But we commemorate some things on Shabbos itself, which shows when is it? It's really Shabbos. No, we have no choice. We move the perennials to Sunday. So this Tashlumim. Well, let's think about Tashlumim for a moment. If Yonatan Hartstein was bar mitzvah another time of the year and then we wouldn't have a shir, and he was bar mitzvah was in the middle of Passover, after Passover, you know what Passover is, yeah? In the middle of Sfira Soimer, right? Let's say your bar mitzvah was Hebiya. On Yom Ha'atzmut. Yom Ha'atzmut, right? It was on Yom Ha'atzmut. So now what would happen? Would he bring a Pesach Sheni or not?
No.
Why? Because the Medina Yisrael is not going to bring the Geula and there'll be no Beis Hamikdash. Okay, you should cut it, but that's not the reason. No. Why?
He's a
Katan
then.
He was a Katan Shehibiyu. A katan that becomes a bar mitzvah in the middle of, it wasn't the chayv, but tashlumim. A boy comes in, apparently there's a shtiebel here. I see they come in, they put tefillin on here, right? So a boy comes in to daven at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, hopefully not shacharis. He's nishta here, nishta there. He can't daven anything, but okay, let's not, at least he's putting tefillin on. A boy that comes in the morning and he comes to 7:45 and he's about to put his tefillin on and he goes, oh no, got siyum last night, I shouldn't have had 12 burgers. And Nebuch, he's in the bathroom the entire day. He can't daven shacharis. And Baruch Hashem, a miraculous thing happens. You know, he takes whatever, Imodium AD, Shkoyach, he's Mincha. What happens at Mincha? He davens. Two Minchas or not? It depends. If he wasn't a Bar Chayuva, if the person, let's say, was an Oinim before the burial, he's not allowed to daven. We don't tell him he has to daven Mincha twice. Tashlumim is correct, Tashlumim, correct. I wasn't able to, so now I'm able to. Yes, sir. Why? Unfortunately, you did the Mar Makaymas, and you're skipping a bit. So you're going to say that maybe the Ramah doesn't hold like we're saying. The Ramah Shtikl Torah ain't no Shtikl Torah. The Ramah's being Machmir. Of course, everybody realizes, because the fast day was both days. You're right. And maybe you're correct. And maybe the Ramah realizes, will the real Tisha B'Av stand? It really is Sunday. But, Nisraf HaBeis HaMikdash on Shabbos. You can have Tasha Shamita? Come on now. Right? That's what we saw in the Shevet HaLevi, in source number 7. But you're skipping. Let's see it inside in the Ratz Katzvi. It's a long, long tshuva, pages and pages and pages. Just an important summary. It says source number 5. L'das Rabbi Yochanan Shadin Shavu Shachal Bo Tisha B'Av Ne'amar Gam Al Ha Yomim Shalachar Tisha B'Av Nimsa Sheh B'Tisha B'Av Shachal Yos B'Shav Lefli HaYushalmi Shegeder Chiyav U'Chiyav Chadosh. And according to the Bavli, there's a Chiyav Tashlumim. It's such a beautiful machlekes. Seemingly would be a beautiful machlekes. The Maharal maybe is is consistent, except there's a little bit of a problem. Comes Rav Asher Weiss and he says, I try to teach my Talmidim, because, you know, Rav Asher Weiss is the halachic man, you know? I don't think he wants to be called that. Rav Asher Weiss is known for his halachic shurim. He's unbelievable. He says, we love this. We love to have a magid shir come up and think that he knows what he's talking about. And razzle-dazzle you. I'm going to bring you on my chodesh, and bavu yushalmi, and shulchan aruch, and Ramon, and it's going crazy. And he says, yeah, except that's ridiculous. You're wrong, Hartstein. You're wrong. Your shir has no founding whatsoever, says Rav Asher Weiss. You know why? Because the Maharil himself is not consistent. The Maharil himself says there's no Shavu Shachalba this year. So what's going on over here? So maybe it's like source number 7. Maybe it's like source number 7. Like the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Vosner. He says, "She'aser b'sinah b'Shabbos lo mitam shenoygim bo ikur shetishavav." Why? He says, "It's a yom of the korban, azay chutzpah." There are certain things we don't do, and maybe actually it's also, for example, if you had mutter hot water, you shouldn't wash yourself with hot water. But that's a chumrah that we take the Ramas and we should take upon ourselves. And that makes sense as Rav Asher Weiss, because the truth is, when you look at the halacha of Tisha B'Av Shachalios B'Shabbos, where the Shulchan Aruch has a Yesh Oimrim, which you don't go like the second Yesh Oimrim, that there is Shavu Shachalba. Unfortunately, this year, my daughter called me, thinking that I'm a rabbi, and she said, oh, my friend's on the phone, but you have to talk in Hebrew. Ani yachol la'asot etzeh b'vakasha ani parot. And she said she wanted to know, she's Sfardi, is there Shavu Shachalba because of meat? And I was 100% off base and wrong. And I said, I think the Shulchan Aruch says that there's this year, because it's Sundays, there's no Shavu Shachalba. And then the next day, my daughter, who's obviously a Rav, she said, oh, but look what I found in Panini Halacha. There is no Shavu Shachalba this year. And then I looked it up and I said, yep, your father doesn't know what he's talking about. Okay. So says Rav Asher Weiss, it's not sensible. It's not a responsible person will not hold that this is a machlekes. Everybody holds Tashlumim. He says Tashlumim is a din that is individual and qualitative. What does that mean, individual and qualitative? It means like this. There's an individual, Nebuch Lo Aleinu, that can't bring the Korban Pesach. Individual. Qualitatively, he can't for whatever reason it is. Okay? But when the entire Klal Yisrael, when the entire Klal Yisrael is in a Tashlumin case, that's not called Tashlumin. I'm not even calling it Chayav Chadash. It's Tachlis, when Tisha B'Av is. Guess what, Hartstein? Says Rav Asher Weiss, of course you have to fast. Tisha B'Av this year is on Sunday. It's not on Shabbos. Nobody holds us on Shabbos. It's not don't use the word Tashlumin. There's no Tashlumin. This is not like missing a mincha. Because the missing a mincha is something that's individual that only applies to one person. But if all of Klal Yisrael had to miss something, that's not called the Pesach Sheni, that's called Pesach. Unlike, clearly, what the Ratz Katzvi says, unlike the Machlekes we saw in the Orson Mass, unlike the Ksav Sofer, and unlike all the three Jews that we're about to see. Mamish, unbelievable. Rav Asher Weiss blows this out of the water. He said, we love this because we love halacha and we love liking to do this, but he says it's not a good way of looking at it. Okay? Fair? So let's look at the tshuvas. The Avnei Nezer, source number 6.
Who is the Avnei Nezer?
Savich Avagoyim, Avram Bornstein. So he says like this. Source number 6. What happens if he comes to the Bar Mitzvah boy? The Sagachava Rebbe is talking to Yonah Bar Arsi. And what does the Sagachava say? He says, let's see. L'chora yesh la'aser, mishum she'adin she'nichlas la'mokum, she'mesana afshu b'makom v'shein mesanim, v'data luchza. He says, it's like the famous machlokes about you go to a place that doesn't do malacha, right? So you have to follow the makom. Unless it's the second day of Yom Tov. Then you have to do what you do, right? You always take the machm your side. Not this new shtick of only doing one day of Yom Tov. Because everybody holds from the Chacham Svi. Okay. So then he writes, Shuv Ra'isi B'Tshuvas Rashba. The Rashba in his Tshuva says the following thing. B'Zeh L'Shoina. The Rashba, the Rishoin, the Rashba. He says, Shelas B'Tishuv Shechalios B'Shabbos. So what do we say? Nirali. She ain't noyeg bo shum avelasu, the amrinan. He says, because mola akosov shulchan akisudas shloima b'shatoi. I don't know if you know this yet. I don't know if you've been told. But shalashud is tomorrow. Everybody's nervous like, hey, you're going to go for fast. Coming. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Obviously, you need to eat a lot of food. That's the way the fast is going to be easy. Eat like a chazer, so that when you come to Eicha, you won't be able to function because you ate so much. And you have to go to the bathroom 65 times, like on Yom Kippur. Because that's the smartest thing, to eat a lot. I'm going to be doing this, trust me. So now you're going to come to Shal Shudas, and you're like, oh my God. You couldn't have picked a worse meal in camp, right? So, Mustama, okay, so you have the SpongeBob at the end, the SpongeBob ices, but you're going to have tuna fish? Nebuch? What are you going to have? Tuna fish? Don't get so upset. Tuna fish and egg salad. And with Rav Hartstein Shear, there's no way you're going to get in time for guacamole. Let's forget about that. Which, by the way, was made on Shabbos, probably the Isser. But okay, fine. Puerto Ricans are making it, so maybe it's Mutter. They're supposed to make it before. I don't know. I've seen the kitchen. I'm not sure what that headshot is. Okay, fine. But then all of a sudden, the Shulchan Aruch says, oh, no. This Shal Shudas is different than any other Shal Shudas. You know what Shal Shudas? Shoot the Shleifer Shatwe. Have a royal meal. The way every one of our Siyum should look. You're allowed to have fleishik. The camp's never going to have fleishik. That's impossible. Comes along Hatzadik, Hagoyin, Hamafursam, the Anuf, who started the Kobe Kola before they even was a Kobe Kola. And he went to the camp on the first year he was here, and he said to the chef, we need to have Suda Shleima B'Shatay. There must be fleishik. He said, oh, yeah, nuts. Who's going to want? I'm telling you, you got to. So this guy made wraps, schnitzel wraps. Ah, it was amazing. That year, the rabbi of the camp went away for the 9 days. He goes back to his shul to give kinos. So I was the mashgiach in the kitchen. That was the last day I ate. And so I get on Shabbos, I'm sitting in davening, and one of the important people in the camp come to me and say, you're a mashgiach? What are you doing davening here? Do you have any idea what's going on in the kitchen? So it turned out they're in the kitchen on the milchik side making my great idea of the wraps. Hartstein, good. So I said, you can't put cheese in the wraps because there's schnitzel. They said, okay, fine, we don't. So it turned out it was 100% mutter. They covered the top twice with paper. It was 100% mutter. I don't know, the guy was going crazy for no reason. He thought it was basar v'chala. So that's what will happen here in camp. We're going to have schnitzel. We're going to make your own wraps. So says the Rashba, there's no such thing. There's no Tisha B'Av. There's nothing. It can't be. Rav Asher Reis admits that this is a little bit problematic according to what he said. But Koshein Legamri Ukrimi Tisha B'Av. Right? We uproot Tisha B'Av and make it on Sunday. Midvarav Nishma She'ein Asiri Mitzat Tashlumim Dehai Legamri. It's a new Chiyuv. So if it's a new Chiyuv, I'm sorry, my dear son, we have to follow what? We have to fast. The Bar Mitzvah. Eich ledasa poiskim she'anachnu b'nei Ashkenav negarim achreihem she'serim denoig dvarim she'besina shapir atam mitzat tashlumim. So he brings the Sveidina. He says, but that's the Rashba. And then Rav, source number 7, the Shevet HaLevi, he says, wait a minute. We can even learn Bedas HaRamah that he's actually like the Rashba as well. And be Miyashev, and therefore for sure the Bar Mitzvah boy would have to fast. Maybe we could say that. This Shaila comes up, for example, in Shailas Tshuvas, his Sari's Tshuva. Anybody know who that is? According to the Chassam Sofer. I don't know why he wasn't a Sofer. Rav Shimon Sofer, the son of the Chassam Sofer, 95 years old, he died in Auschwitz, Rachmana Litzlan. Died in Auschwitz. So he writes, what about the following case, similar to Yonatan's case? A woman doesn't have to fast for the first 30 days. So she plans it out perfectly, and she has the baby perfectly. 30 days is going to be Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is her 30th day. What a simcha, she doesn't have to fast. And then her husband whispers in her ear, Tisha B'Av shechalis b'shabas, my dear honey. So on day 30, she wasn't chayav to fast. And now it's day 31. So you have the same lumdus of this Torah says this Zoris Tshuva. He actually says, well, what is Shabbos? He holds from the din of Tashlumim, because he says that the only reason why Devarim Shabbosina or Aser on this day, according to the Ramah, is because of exactly Shabbos. The Chilul Shabbos that happened, Bizman Beis HaMikdash, was Nisraf, was so terrible, Chilul Shabbos. The void, and therefore the Tikkun is, at least on this Shabbos, we have a little bit more Kedusha on Shabbos. That's what he writes. Very strange idea, if I may say that. So let's get to our other tshuva. Source number 8, you should be turning over your side of your wonderful, comes along the Divrei Malkiel. Source number 8, Harav Malkiel Tzvi Tenenbaum, the Rav of Lomza. By the way, we're bringing every gadol that we can find. We're going Chassidish, we're going Litvisha. It's good stuff today. And we say like this. Comes along the Divrei Malkiel and says, L'chayra, the katan shehigdil b'shnei pesachim shim hu tashlum l'rishon isa she'ein otzarech lavi. He says, why is it not tashlumim? And Yonatan, you don't have to fast. V'im kein hu adin b'nidon didon shetzayim asir hu tashlum l'tisha b'av v'kein hu shepata b'tisha b'av pater mihashlim shkoyach. If the ikar fast is on the asiri, Yonatan all of a sudden discovered the Divrei Malkiel like a Chacham Tzvi, and he says, ah, Abba, I love this. But then he says, no. He says, why? Because what's the Divrei Malkiel getting at? It's not like a Pesach Sheni, right? He says at the end, but my svar is not a good svar, he says. Because there are those that hold that the Bar Mitzvah has to fast, it's not a Din in Tashlumim. He's getting close. You know who gets the closest? The Maharsham. Source number 9, the Maharsham. The Maharsham always bothered me. The Maharsham is the Das Torah. The Maharsham's name was Rav Sholem Mordechai Shadvon. Why does it bother? Why do you always bother me? Because his grandson, who was named for him, is more famous than he was. He was called the Maggid of Yerushalayim. Rabbi Cronin made him famous with all of his books. Right? He writes about the Maggid of Yerushalayim. That was his grandson. Goin Adir, Das Torah in the Maharsham, is most well known for. He says a chiddush nifla admoed. So he says like this. It's actually originally from the Ukraine, where we call the Ukraine now, 1835 to 1911. And he says like this. At the same time, by the way, as the Divrei Malkiel. And he says like this. Lenias died to Yishlan, the shopper Nidche Potter Medina. The Gam Koidim, Shinim Saliv, and Asabel Yavid, Hare Chiel Bishabachinuch.
He says, really, the Svara is only one Svara. Let's go, wake up. Here's the Svara. The Svara is exactly like we said. Sorry, Rav Asher Weiss, with all due respect. The Divrei Malkiel is correct. There's a din of Tashlumim. Says the Marsham, there's a din in Tashlumim. And therefore, Yonatan, you are not chayav to fast. Because why? You weren't chayav to fast on Tisha B'Av itself. The woman, she was not chayav to fast after 30 days of the baby. Day 31, she still doesn't have to fast. Except the Maharsham is machadish something, which we'll see that Tzitz Eliezer is very bothered by. And what does he say? Says the Maharsham, but he's chayav medin chinuch. What? It is a din of chinuch. Somebody just told me that in the notes about that Rabbi Frisch put out, he said that the minug of camp, I didn't know there was such a thing. There's minug Yerushalayim, there's minug, you know, minug camp. Right? The minug in Guilford, New York, says the chief rabbi of Guilford, New York, that the minug is that 11-year-old girls and 12-year-old boys have to fast on Tisha B'Av. Really? Interesting. We'll see in a moment. Ubegufa Dover, says the Maharsham, Yom Nidchu Hu Rak Tashlumim L'Tisha B'Av. V'Niri L'Hakel B'Tashlumim. The Baal Bris Eino Misana B'Yom HaNidchu. Very interesting. What happens in the case? Another Nafkamina L'Halacha. Where you have a Baal Bris. Greatest Bris ever. It's like being a caterer and having a son who's going to be Bar Mitzvah on Tisha B'Av. Sorry guys, I would like to do a big thing. I can't. So your son was born 8 days ago, right? It could have been, by the way, could be a Shabbos bris, possibly. Why? Because let's say it was nidche because it wasn't a natural birth, or it was maybe by shkia, whatever. Or it was born last Sunday. So the father's like, oh my God, the bris is actually going to be on Tisha B'Av, except it's a nidche. Guess what happens on a nidche? I don't have to fast. This is the greatest thing ever. I remember once, I was given a psak. I went to Rabbi Sobolowski. It was Tanis Esther. We said the Tanis Esther is not so. Right. So at the time, I was going to be having surgery. I had my gallbladder removed. I was having some difficulty in the gallbladder area. I remember going in the morning at 6 o'clock in the morning. The lady said to me, "Why are you having gallbladder surgery today?" I thought that was the stupidest question. I don't know why. So I said to her, "Because I want to lose weight." You know, they take out like an ounce. It's like an ounce. Okay. Anyway, obviously it didn't work. So comes along. So I went to Rabbi Sobolowski. I remember it was Erev Tanis Esther. And I said, what's the story? Should I fast or not fast? So he says, I don't think, Rabbi Hartstein. Come on, Rabbi Hartstein. You could fast. I think it should be. Because you know what? Let me ask somebody. So he asked Dr. Belazon. Aleph Hashalom. And Dr. Belazon said, actually, medically, I think that what you have, if you fast, it's going to affect your body. By not putting food in it, it's going to infect the intestines. Right? He says, I actually think you're not allowed to fast. So Rabbi Sobolowski said, okay, like the halacha is, the medical expert said, shkoyach. I was so excited to wake up in the morning and eat. Right? You understand, you weren't born yet. So I went up to Yaakov and I was like, ha, 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 I can eat. You know, like I wanted to be that guy. You know that kid? The kid come here. He's gonna come in with like Oreo cookies, and he's like, "You still fasting?" Fine. So it was the worst day of my life. I did exactly like the doctor said. I mom couldn't get anything down. I couldn't eat it. I was so bothered by it. It was like because like here you could eat, but like I couldn't. I felt horrible. So the MS is b'chvoid of the Maharsham that Tzitz Eliezer is going to answer, and the Tzitz Eliezer is going to say, or Waldenberg is going to say, guess what? Halacha l'maisa, a Baal Bris does not eat. They just don't. It doesn't happen. Usually what will happen is the following. They'll do the Bris a little bit later. Either they'll do the Bris in the morning. Some people do that. But they'll do a little bit before Shkia. They'll daven Mincha before Shkia. And the Suda they'll do, one which we all could have the Suda then. And that Suda, by the way, you probably have meat. So comes along with Tzitz Eliezer in our last source, and my original Tzitz Eliezer, who had originally found, actually had a very hard time finding the Tzitz Eliezer, because I found it 13 years ago, and I couldn't figure out where it was, and I only had the Bar Ilan. The Bar Ilan doesn't have, so Right? So Baruch Hashem, I was able to go into a shul that had a Tzitzel Eliezer and find it. And it says like this. He says, with all due respect, my dear Marshan, Kevon Dezeh Matzinu Rak Legabe Yom HaKippurim. The idea of chinuch only applies by Yom HaKippurim. Can anybody figure out here why does it only apply by Yom HaKippurim and not any other fast days? What? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Okay, Kares, no. That's not the reason I'm looking for. Yeah. What? So, you're saying it's mitzad, fine. It's not the answer. The answer is not, it's mitzad because it's a doraisa. No. Good. You're on the right path. It's an avelus dick fast day. When it comes to avelus, we don't have a kid to do a sit. We don't have kids. Rachman al-Sani doesn't have to sit shiva. There's no chinuch by avelus. So there's a shita that says, what are you talking about? What? He doesn't fast. Oh, you're saying it's not an avelus, it's avelus to simcha? Probably because it's such a minug. Maybe that we would say no. I don't know. Good question. Actually, the Eliyahu Rabbah says, don't fast unless you're bar mitzvah. So what are you talking about? There's a chiyuv of chinuch. What is the Maharsham saying? He says, yes, there is a concept of atanas l'shos. We tell the child, because we want him to get ready. He's not going to know how to fast. All of a sudden, we're going to say, oh, Yonatan, you have to fast. And he's like, I don't even know what to do. I haven't fasted more than 12 minutes in my life. So comes along to Tzitzel Yezer and says, I know, but that can't be the reason why he has to fast. It's because he was chayav to fast on the real Tisha B'Av, not Midin Tashlum, for a few hours. It's hard to say. So then he says something else. He says, according to everything that I'm saying, the imkain shaper yesh lechayev hatanet hanidche gam bekatan biyom bo. Why? So he says, why would a katan be chayev to fast if we said that maybe that's not the way that it should be? So he says, according to the Marsham Levar, the Kohen told Zvarov, who lomar daafal pichain to who rak mitoris tashlumim, and he wasn't chayev in tashlumim. So if I'm going to say that I don't agree with the Marshal when it comes to chinuch, then I have to go with the Tashluma thing. And Yonatan, you weren't chayav to fast on Shabbos, and therefore you're not chayav to fast on Sunday. Ah, we found an out with the Tzitzel Eliezer. Finally, we found somebody who agrees. No, that's what he would say. I don't hold that way. So maybe you're going to say because you could chayav to fast a few hours. But the Shabbat Alech, it says, Misbar, Tam, Pater, Akotam, Bezer, Shalala, Chancho, Lahashlam, Ipnei, Chalusha. She says, maybe, because it's Yom HaZakaya, says the Shabbat Alech. He says, our Akotam never asked to fast. We don't want him to fast. Because we already shouldn't fast, because we're nervous, because it's the Kayas. We moved to America, and we invented three meals a day. Three meals a day. You're chalishing now, because you have to eat lunch soon. Oh my God, maybe there'll be potato barakas for the 98th Friday of the year, right? Well, maybe we can get a potato knish. Oh, you're so starving because you ate only 4 hours ago. That's invented in America, lunch. We eat three times a day. We're snacking at Maisa Shahaya Kachaya before I gave shir. Right, because you haven't eaten for 2 hours. You're eating that peanut butter stuff. Oh, you'll probably kill somebody when you're on the road when you go, oh, you know, fine. So comes along the Tzitzel Eliezer, and the Tzitzel Eliezer says, but that's not true according to Shmuel Eliezer. It's partially not true. Because we tell children not to fast. If you don't have to fast, don't fast. I'm scared of this day. It's going to be 98 degrees outside. So how can I hold you have to fast? So then he continues. And he says, The Yam Shoshlomo says, it should be similar. It should be on a higher level. You know what the Yam Shel Shlomo says? He has a chelik over the Yam Shel Shlomo where he discusses what's considered to be a Sudas Mitzvah. Listen to what he writes. Sudas Bar Mitzvah She'oisim Ein Lecha Sudas Mitzvah Gadol Mizu. There's no greater simcha than the simcha of a Bar Mitzvah. So now you're going to tell me that on that day he's going to let him eat. Let him show everybody, go, aha, I happen to be, my father's the smartest guy in the world. My father was doicha, my wife, from having a baby on Tisha B'Av because he knew in 13 years. No, hold it in, honey. I wanted my son not to fast because I know it's going to be of 13 years. I just looked it up on HebrewCalendar.org. And he's going to tell everybody, I'm having my Suda. And on that Suda, the Magen Avraham says, you have to have Basar even. Aval lahater mishum kach. This is not going to look right. You're going to have a little kid on the side over here while you guys are saying kinyan. Or worse, in the middle, Rav Ben's giving an introduction, and the guy gets up and he says, "Eicha yashav badad," and all of a sudden you hear this. Sorry, and he's got a sign. It says, "I'm bar mitzvah boy. Thank my father. I'm amazing." Yonatan Hartstein, right? He says, there's something wrong with that. His mitzvah, the first mitzvah he actually is going to have to do in his life, as opposed to every other friend of yours, is actually fasting on Tisha B'Av. And he's not going to fast because of the shtickle Torah that maybe Torah is tashlumim. Yeah, true. We saw somebody posting, we don't agree with this. Says it's a desert. Mistumim, Misvar, Marsha makes sense, except for the chinuch part. It is Torah's Tashlumen. The real Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos. This is the way you're going to come into the day? Sorry, Yonatan, this doesn't look nice. Everybody's going to sit here while you're chalishing on your the junior combo, which I will never, Bli Neder, but I don't want to have a junior combo ever again. Like I've had too many junior combos in camp this year. So you're sitting in college, you're having a junior combo? Then we go, oh, it must be that 13 years ago where you were born on a certain... Come on now. So he writes, L'fianes daiti ein l'patras ha-katon l'hagdil u'misanos b'yom ha-tanis b'tisho shenilcha. Im lo sheyesh shiba miyuchedas. If he's sick or he's raza, he's a skinny boy, okay. But he says, I don't think it's a good idea. That's not good. So Yotza Mitzvareinu, we had an amazing, amazing look at this amazing time. I'm sorry, I'm so excited, such a great topic. Really went all around the world to try to figure this out. And what we saw is there is a true, my dear Rebbe Rav Asher Weiss, who doesn't know that I'm his Talmud, but okay. Just to dismiss it, I mean, Rav Asher Weiss could daka b'kodesh. He could do whatever he wants. He disagrees with Rav Moshe. He says, I'm an Achron, he was an Achron. I respectfully disagree. I love Rav Moshe, but I don't think he knew what he's talking about here. But I think that it seems to be clear that this lumdus seems to be a very fair lumdus to give. Bidin Torah is tashlumen. Or midin miyuchad miyuchad, right? It's a special. If it's a din tashlumen that we have an issue, then he doesn't really have to fast. So he said that al tzchinuch, maybe he has to. Or al it doesn't look nice, maybe he has to. Or it's a separate day. If it's a separate day, then the whole Klal Yisrael is mechay of themselves to fast in the tent, and then there's no shaila at all. So Yotze Mitzvareinu, Yonatan, my dear, katan gadol ndiyeh. I'm sorry. Daddy says you have to fast. Now you're going to tell me it's not halacha l'maaseh, he's been fasting. How many times have you been fasting anyway? Okay, that's good. But it's a good lumdus nonetheless. The Yotze Mitzvareinu, for those that are not going to be bar mitzvah on this day, where does that put us? So I think 110% Shabbos should not change at all. If I may, I think Shabbos should change. I think this Shabbos we should be even more aware of the Zmiros that we're singing. We should have a longer Tish and a longer Onek. Because as we pointed out when we discussed last Shabbos, the idea of Siyum, the whole concept of Siyum is the Rebbe from Seagate, the Tosfos Yontov said, is what? To do a Pula. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Why? As I said, I started this year, but I didn't put it on why you talk about. But why? Because we treated Torah as a joke. The tikkun is us, is our yeshiva guys, is kollel guys, saying this Shabbos is not going to be a joke to me. It's going to be a Shabbos on the shoulder of Bonishlam, the chashivas of Torah, the chashivas of singing, the chashivas of Oynik Shabbos. So I think Shabbos has to be the same. Right? It has to be the same. You want to be machmir, tovu la bracha, I guess, maybe, and already by Chatzos, you want to start learning only Tisha B'Av related things, it's probably a good idea anyway. I'm sorry that we do Eicha every single year. We still don't know what it's talking about. So that would be mutter to do. There's no Isser in that. But it seems likely to say that Tisha B'Av probably does not apply on Shabbos itself. And that maybe the Ramah is an anomaly, and that he's being machmir with tovah lo bracha on what he says, which I think is a very fair point. Questions before I'm Messiah? Comments, questions? Excellente. Yeah. According to the Ramah, this wouldn't come out Lamais, I guess, but if you had hot water that was mutter, you shouldn't wash yourself with hot water. Only with cold water. Right? So it's anything but sinna. So clearly, I think it would be usser mamish. I know this is not everybody agrees to this. I think that if someone gives a public shir, which is Bafar Hesya, to be mevatel that shir because of Tisha B'Av, I think is a big problem. La'alacha. Right now, I'm trying to negotiate how to do. Every year that I never did the staff share during this time. Now they tell me they want me to do the staff share and this share. I don't know how that's going to work exactly. Well, probably.
Speaking of which, may I make the announcement now because Jonathan told me that the
is 6 o'clock.
So
yeah, so mincha will be
5:35.
Right, 5:40. Maybe we'll even do a 5. Let's try to do 5:35 because I don't want everybody to get there on time and not complain to me and get a chicken nugget because there'll probably be exactly one for each person. Yeah. But there aren't many nafkaminas. You're correct. I don't think that there are many nafkaminas. Again, there are a lot of...
Would I be allowed to take meat from Ashkenaz Shabbos to get back to my room and eat it in private?
No, all Shabbos can't, it's canceled. There's no question about that. Shabbos, you can have whatever you want. What?
Even
yeah. That's not considered a sinner. The sinner would be... Right, correct. No. No, and we don't say basina you can't eat. It'd be the same thing. There is a nafkamina this year. I forgot to point out, which is going to be the nafkamina of what happens on Moshe Tisha B'Av. Moshe Tisha B'Av is not Moshe Tisha B'Av; it's Moshe Asar B'Av. So Mamela, according to what we said, maybe, if you want to be machmir and say, well, it's not tashlumim; it's a separate day. So if it's a separate day, then maybe that we should not be able to do anything at least until the next morning. The halacha is very barur that everyone holds, that everything is allowed. You can take a haircut on Sunday night, you could listen to music, except for basar v'yayin. Only because it's a chutzpah. We make regular Havdalah on a regular, as we've been doing anyway, but that nobody questions. You're going to come now to your break fast with a hamburger and hot dog? Come on, that's not right. But it's not midin halacha me'atzma. It's a chumer that we all accepted upon ourselves. But already in the morning, some people are machmer, they're going to stay up all night. Yeah, okay, so already in the morning, you can have it. It's something that you should be aware of. That even though there's no dinim of asar ba'ah because we ended, you should be very careful. No basar v'yayin, but everything else you can take. There's no chumer to wait till the morning to shave or laundry or whatever you need to do. It would be totally mutter. We should be zeicher rabbi Isai to what we're ultimately looking for and why we've had all these shirim. The whole concept is to feel a longing for something, to feel a closeness to something. There's no greater simcha. Unfortunately, I apologize. I originally thought you would be part of my simcha, of my son getting his first aliyah. His bar mitzvah is only in a few weeks from now because we wanted to do the bar mitzvah in the appropriate place, the place he was born, in Eretz Yisrael. Pretty close to Yushalayim Yerakadish, a little bit out of Yushalayim Yerakadish. But I thought we were going to do Monday morning was going to be his aliyah, but it turns out he has to go whitewater rafting and he has to wake up very early. So, but Eim Simcha Godol Mizeh. One of the hardest things about Tisha B'Av is relating, is not understanding, and I get it 100%. And one of the little ways we can relate to Chorban, obviously, is the Holocaust. So you mistama, you should get an aliyah on Sunday by mincha. We say by mincha you get an aliyah. The problem with that is then you have to do the haftarah, So I wasn't, I didn't want to, Baruch Hashem, he's going to do a whole thing. Yeah, somebody else can lay it. It could be. Some. I've asked different rabbanim. They didn't think it was the greatest thing to do for him. You make a simcha, then the guys don't know what to do. They're going to dance. It's better not. Could be. But there's no din that it has to be done right away. I don't think so. We generally say by these things, it's when a sefer comes. The whole concept is he's bar mitzvah no matter what. The father doesn't have to say Baruch Hashem Patronimi Otrus Razu, although I could have another shiur about my shita of saying it b'shem malchus. I hold like the Gra, like my Rebbe held. In any case, but you could wait until the ordained time when there's a tzibur, a larger tzibur, he'll be with his friends. So the Holocaust is something that we could relate to a little bit, and that's even difficult for us. The movies are more current that you can watch about the Holocaust, that we can understand what Chorban really is. And one of the most amazing tikkuns of the Holocaust is how we built up places like America. Some of you, I'm sure, know this firsthand. Having grandparents, great-grandparents who were survivors of the Holocaust, or certainly family members who were survivors. It's amazing if you speak to these people. I can't believe how I built up my family compared to what it was. Right. The Rav of Debrecen. I just say his name because Rabbi Leibowitz has a cute in NCSY Kolo. He's doing poskim and what they paskin. So he quoted the Debrecen Rav. Debrecen Rav built up a community. The Satmar Rebbe. What happened to him in the Holocaust? The Bava of a Rebbe. Amazing. They built up communities. So the ultimate tikkun, I remember Rabbi Neuberger would say at Brisa's, at Bar Mitzvahs, you know, when we say the bracha we give to the parents, we take it for granted, this bracha. Right? We take the, when we bless the grandparents, we're able to see this. My grandparents were able to escape the Holocaust. My grandmother's sisters died in the Holocaust. And hayutachin that there would be a child that would be born in Eretz Yisrael. I can't even think of fathom the godless of this. In a new state that Emirat Hashem should be the Ashkalta de Geula of Mashiach. This kid was born in that country and he's having a bar mitzvah. That's the ultimate tikkun, I think, for the Chorban. And he's from. And he goes to Camp Masor and he's from. That's the ultimate tikkun. By the way, that's the whole reason why we have a, that's the whole reason why we get, he has an aliyah. The Baruch Shepatrani is that everybody says, look, I did something right. Hartstein did something right. He's getting an aliyah. That means he's from. He knows how to read the brachas. Baruch Allah. That's the idea. Should be Zaycha Rabbi Isai too. Next year, Mirtz Hashem, when I join you again, we should be zeicher that you say to me, remember you gave that shir on Tisha B'Av Shechal Yisr Shabbos, which doesn't apply anymore, because Tisha B'Av is a Yom Simcha, and everybody's not allowed to fast on that day? Remember that? It was crazy. And this beautiful boy shul is going to be lifted up, and then you're going to see that there's going to be 100,000 mice underneath, and it's going to be lifted up and brought to Eretz Yisrael. Mirtz Hashem, we should be zeicher that with our learning, the more and more we learn about Tisha B'Av and how we don't want the way the Tisha B'Av is now, we should be zeicha to binyan bayis shlishi v'meheir v'yameinu. Amen.